A biting wind rattled the loose shutters of the dusty Spur Saloon as a half-broken sign swung on its rusty hinges, groaning softly with each gust. Inside, the long wooden counter looked battered and stained by countless whiskey spills, and the dark corners seemed to swallow any stranger who dared to lean too far in. An oil lamp on a shelf flickered weakly, threatening to go out, casting jittery shadows over the half-dozen patrons hunched at their tables, all pretending not to watch one another. Someone coughed near the back, the dry, rasping sound bouncing off the creaking floorboards, as a card game reached a silent standstill with players' eyes narrowed under their wide-brimmed hats. A grizzled ranch hand leaned over the counter, muttering about stolen cattle brands to a bartender who only grunted in reply, more focused on wiping a dirty glass than offering any comfort. In a far corner, two drifters argued in hushed tones over the price of a horse, their voices slipping in and out of the wind that slipped beneath the warped door. A woman in a torn bonnet cradled a cup of black coffee, ignoring the suspicious glances darting her way, too preoccupied by the heavy revolver resting on her lap beneath the tablecloth. The wind howled outside, sweeping tumbleweeds down the one dusty street, as if ushering something, or someone, towards the bar's crooked threshold. A figure's boots thudded on the porch outside, each step slow and deliberate, causing even the flickering lights to pause in nervous anticipation. And as those boots pressed through the door's gap, the entire room froze, breaths caught, eyes locked, hands drifting closer to holsters, no one daring to speak, yet everyone waiting for what would come next.